Hey, what's up, hello, future casters? Welcome to not an episode of Past Present Future Cast. The hiatus does continue. I've finished moving, but now the holidays are upon us, so finding time to record and edit is just not possible right now. So no December forecast, but Mariana and I plan to return in the new year. Will the OG interviews come back? Time will tell. Literally, I have no idea what my priorities will be like in 2026. Shout out to Seasons of Change, but I would like to get back to doing some standard episodes. I am enjoying these astrological forecasts, though. That's been super fun, getting to continue to flex and train that muscle that I've been working so hard to build for those few years. While I've got you here right now, though, I would like to share a couple of updates and finish off with a card pull for us for December. So I'm really excited to share that right now I'm working on my workshop slash group reading ritual for my first retreat of the new year, Portal 2026. If you enjoyed the episode of this podcast with Rose, you've heard a little bit about this, but the details of the workshop are starting to come into fantastic focus right now. I'm really excited about it. My workshop during Portal 2026 will be part seminar on 2026 as a Wheel of Fortune slash magician year. So breaking down, what does that mean? What are the collective cards of the year? What are collective cards of the year, I should say? And what does it mean for us to move through a year where those two archetypes, the Wheel of Fortune and the Magician, will be so heavily present? We're going to explore that together. We'll talk a little bit about how we're shifting away from a hermit year into this Wheel of Fortune year and how that's kind of a big jump. But I'm really excited to explore that with you. So the other part of this workshop, though, will be me guiding you through the ritual that I've developed over these years to cast and read a year ahead tarot spread. So bring your own deck or use one of mine. I have plenty and I'm going to bring some to share if you need one. We'll go through the whole process together, giving you a chance to not only see what your future holds in your personal year ahead reading, but becoming intimately acquainted with the process so that you can continue to use it in your own life. I do one of these readings for myself every single year. It's just a total cornerstone in my practice, and I love to share it with others. And doing this as a group is also going to allow us to witness the way each of our archetypal journeys relates, contrasts, maybe even weaves together. So you'll get a little bit of the taste of seeing how these year ahead readings play out for others. I get to see this every year when I read for my clients, but I think it'll be really beneficial for us to do this in a group setting. And as we form our personal individual readings, we'll also be kind of forming like a collective reading for the group with the combination of all of our cards. So really excited to see what archetypes come up for all of us together. So Portal 2026 is happening January 3rd, 2026 at the Moxie Hotel in downtown Phoenix. And we have just a few seats still available. So head over to tarotbyrose333.com/portal2026 to register. The link is also on my website and it's going to be in the show notes of this episode. That's not actually an episode. All right. So that's what's going on. I think I will be offering personal year ahead readings if I get around to it again. Like I said, just the holidays are crazy. The move was crazy. So I would really like to do some year ahead readings. I would like to do them around the solstice. So if there's a link in the show notes to book, then I'm offering them. If not, then maybe I'm not offering them. I'm not sure yet. You can always follow me on Instagram. That's where I post most of the like up-to-date, up-to-the-minute breaking news on what I'm doing with my work. So that is at persephonic777. That's persephonic 777. All right. I did promise you a card for December. So let's see what we've got here. Okay. So sometimes I pull these ahead of time and then write notes on it if I'm doing it for the pod, but we're doing this live today. I just shuffled, pulled a card for all of us for December of 2025. We've got the Eight of Pentacles. The Eight of Pentacles, it's about just getting your hands dirty, doing the hard work, continuing to put in the effort. The Eight of Pentacles is a card that very much tells us if you just keep practicing, if you just keep working at it, if you just keep trying, you will get better. It will become easier. You will eventually master the skill. Just keep at it. So whatever you've been working towards right now, whatever kind of dreams and goals that you had for this year that maybe haven't come to fruition yet or are still in process, this is just a sign to keep working at it. Keep utilizing the skill set that you're developing. Keep developing new skills and new skill sets and sharpen, 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 refine, refine, refine. Just keep doing it. Just keep going. December brings us into the kind of depth of winter. It's when winter starts, really, because of the winter solstice towards the middle to end of December. And so there's just this sense of like, yeah, we're going into these quieter months where there's less going on. The holidays have become this whole thing where it makes us super, super busy. But as we move into these quieter, darker times of the year here in this hemisphere that I exist in, we have a little bit more time at home, a little bit more time to ourselves, perhaps. And so this is kind of a reminder to use some of that darkness, use some of that downtime, use some of that time that's not being focused on external activities to continue practicing, harnessing, refining your skill set. So keep at it, keep working, utilize the tools that you have, utilize the skills that you're continuing to sharpen, and just keep going. All right, that's our card, the Eight of Pentacles for December of 2025. Hopefully that is hitting for you. It's hitting for me because one of the things that I've been thinking about right now is how is, you know, this podcasting journey that I've been on since February. So I guess we're coming getting close to about a year. I launched the podcast in February, and it's been really difficult for me. I've had to learn a lot of new skills. Like, none of this is easy. I'm not someone who has done a lot of digital work before. So it's been a big learning curve. But this is a little reminder for me of like, just keep at it, just keep practicing, just keep trying. It does get easier as you go along. It has gotten easier as I've gone along, you know, and then you hit a new plateau and it's like, okay, well now I need to learn these new skills in order to continue pushing. So this is hitting for me in that regard of just keep trying, just keep, working at it and eventually you'll get there. It's the same thing that's coming up for me with astrology. I've been studying astrology for a very long time, but it's one of those skills that you never stop learning. You never stop adding to your skill set, sharpening your skill set, refining your skill set. So I'm very much in a time in my life right now where I'm working on increasing and sharpening and refining all those words that I just used, that set of skills. And it is a little tough, but just this is a nice reminder to just keep going, just keep trying, just keep practicing. So that being said, I'll add one more little note that I'm not doing any online bookings right now for my readings, astrology or tarot. But if you are in Tucson, Arizona, I am taking in-person readings, primarily in-person astrology readings every other Friday and Saturday. Fridays, I do walk-ins at Aquamarine Daydream. Saturdays, I do by appointment at Spa Days. And all of that information is on my website. So if you are curious about what skills you should be refining, we can take a look in your chart. Or if you want to help me continue to refine my astrological consultation skills, you can book an appointment with me. And I've had some really great sessions already this month that I've been really enjoying. And I would love to sit with you in session as well. All of that information is on my website. Thank you for listening to these little updates. I hope to be back soon with more episodes, but happy holidays, happy new year. Check out Portal if you're interested. And yeah, just happy shuffling.